Numerous studies show that 70-80% of people fail to reach their financial goals, and I believe that number would drastically be reduced if they just understand these two phases of financial progress. Mm. And today we're breaking down these two phases and how understanding the simple truth can greatly increase your chances of reaching your financial goals. Hey friend, you are listening to the Seed Time Money podcast, and this year we're sharing our 40-week checklist of all the action steps, strategies, and biblical revelation and insight that we use to go from paycheck to paycheck living, $7 in our bank account, debt collectors calling, all that stuff, to reaching our biggest financial goal of giving away $1 million and living a life of true financial freedom. Mm-hmm. And today we're talking about something that we discovered, that there are two different phases to your financial journey or any particular, I mean, really, and it extends outside of your finances. Yeah. But we discovered these two phases, and it's so powerful, and we'll get to more of this in a minute, but it's such a powerful reframe and understanding when you can think of your financial situation through this lens, mm-hmm. okay? But I want to take you back to early in our marriage when we first got married, and our finances were a little bit less than stellar.
Right.
Is that how you describe them?
It's a gentle way of saying they were an absolute mess.
And someone handed me a book in church one time. It's a money book. And I'm like, that's interesting. I've never read a book about money. And so I read.
We were pretty young at the time.
Yeah. Early 20s. And I read this book, and I got so excited. And I'm like, wow. Like, it just, you know, similar to what we talked about in the previous episode, I think two episodes ago, about mindset and beliefs. Like, it just kind of tore down some lies that I believed, mm-hmm. and like made me think, wow, wait a minute, maybe there's more. Maybe there's more possibility than I can imagine. And,
yeah.
And so I was all excited about what could life look like. And really just kind of like, you know, as I'm reading what the author's writing, I'm like, is this true? Like, is he just blowing smoke? Is this whole thing true? You know, and is it, you know, because at our point we had tons of debt, and I'm like, what, is this worth the fight? Because I know that I'm looking at this mountain, and this is going to be a battle, and but we have to take steps backwards. Mm-hmm. I remember hearing somebody say, the fastest path to ultimate freedom, like when it comes to financial progress, is to give up your freedom. And that's exactly what it was. It's like, we had a lot of debt. Yeah. We were both accustomed to spending a lot of money.
Right.
And so we have to go take major steps backwards in order to go forward. And I remember like looking at our situation. I remember our tiny one bedroom apartment while I was sitting at a borrowed desk from your parents, you know,
mm-hmm.
and just trying to imagine, you know, I am reading this book and feeling, all right, this is where it could be, but this is where we are. It's like, is this true? Is this real? Is this worth the fight?
Mm-hmm.
And that was something that I really hoped was true.
Right.
And I remember telling you and like encouraging you, like kind of passing along my optimism that he had instilled in me.
Yeah.
And just telling you that it would be worth it. Because not only did I have to like get myself to believe this, but I had to get you on board. You didn't even read the book, you know? And so that was part of the challenge too. Like, mm-hmm. you know, and yeah, I just want to know for sure that it was going to work. I want to know for sure that these sacrifices we're making were going to be worth it.
Right.
You know, like, yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, you mentioned that thing about giving up your freedom. And I think there's something really, it fools a lot of us because we think we have freedom. But like, I did not feel free.
When you were spending whatever
when
you wanted.
When I was spending whatever I wanted. You
yeah,
know
that's
why?
A good point.
It's because I was actually bound by fear and shame and disappointment in myself. And I remember that feeling of feeling like there was a something sitting on my chest because I was like, how is this gonna work out? Like
yeah.
I would get that feeling when the car tire would I would get a hole in the tire and I'd have to replace the tire. Oh no, you have to replace two tires minimum. But we really want you to replace four, you know, like that whole thing where you're like, you want my entire paycheck to replace these four tires. And I've spent it all and more, you know, like there is this idea of you're taking away my freedom, but actually it's not that because that was not freedom. That was a different type of bondage.
With a veil of freedom.
So yeah,
Yeah, it's interesting.
I think that's a good thing to note because it tricks you into thinking it's freedom and it's not.
Yeah, and the ultimate freedom is to be able to say no, because if you can't say no, then you're actually bound.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Right.
That's the irony of it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you're a slave to the thing. You're a slave to what society will think of you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like it's all, there's so much wrapped in it that the freedom is not actually what most people desire. Like that part of the freedom is not what people desire.
Yeah.
And so you have to lay some of that down in order to move forward.
Yeah.
But then you can actually move forward really well. Actually today, my card was declined. I had two different cards and my card was declined. I have no idea why. And I sat there and I remember thinking, if this were 18, 20 years ago, I would be so embarrassed. My face would be hot. I would just be like, I don't know. What do I do now? What do I do now? This is so embarrassing. I have to put everything back. And I was literally just like, I don't care. I know we have the money to pay for this. I know what's going on. For whatever reason, my card is getting declined. And I honestly didn't care at all.
Yeah.
I would have never felt like that before.
Yeah.
And I mean, to me, that's freedom, is being like, I actually don't care what you think about me because I know the truth and the Lord knows the truth and I'm being responsible for what I have. And this whole thing is going to get sorted out and I'm not going to have to sweat it at all. To me, that is so much more freedom.
Oh, yeah.
Than putting something on a credit card, never knowing if this is going to work, you know, but at least I got the thing I wanted. Like, that's not freedom to me.
Yeah. Yeah. So coming back to these two different phases.
Bob's like, we need to talk about that in a minute. After we are done recording. I actually sorted it all out. It's fine now.
Awesome. Great. So coming back to kind of the two phases. So at that point, we were in what I call the vision phase.
Yes.
And that was very much, that's the phase where you have a vision and you are building out a plan. And in many cases, it's idealistic because this is the thing. It's like, all right, I see where I want to go.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and you tend to think of this like in a linear path. Like most people tend to think of progress as just being linear. Like, you know, and we actually have a chart of this in our book on page, whatever it is, 228, just kind of breaking out these two different phases. But basically, if you imagine a you know, vertical line, which is the progress, and then the horizontal line being time. And then you just think, okay, well, if I go up and to the right, that is progress. That's what progress should look like. But the reality is during the vision phase, and this is what's so hard and painful, is you put in effort and it doesn't match that linear line that you've drawn out. It actually oftentimes is way less. So you're doing the work and you perceive, I should be getting this many results for what I'm doing, but you actually are getting far fewer results from the work that you're putting in.
Yeah.
Which is incredibly demoralizing, you know? So in our case, like in that phase, like going back to that point, like I remember, you know, we're cutting our spending drastically, trying to, you know, put an extra $100 or $200 towards a credit card to kind of get that paid off.
Mm-hmm.
And then the tires go out and then something else goes wrong. It's like one thing after another. And it's like, we are not making any progress. Like it's so frustrating.
It's hard,
it feels like we're going nowhere and we're spinning our wheels. And that is honestly oftentimes how you can define the vision phase is by that, that really hard thing. And it's just hard.
And I think that's where most people drop out.
Exactly. Exactly. And that, and we'll get to kind of why this is so important. But the beautiful thing about this though, is you reach a point, if you just keep going and don't quit, you reach a point where everything begins to change. But before we get to that, in that second phase, there's a quote by James Clear, you know, writer of Atomic Habits that I love. And he says this, he says, often in the early and middle stages of any quest, there's a valley of disappointment. Okay, so you can expect to make progress in a linear fashion, and it's frustrating how ineffective changes can seem during the first days, weeks, and even months, and it can feel like you are going nowhere. And And that, again, like just so accurately describes how we felt in some of those early phases where we're trying to move forward and it feels like we're not going anywhere. But like I was saying, it's so cool when you get to this second phase, which we call the momentum phase, because there comes a tipping point where you get up to this linear line that you've kind of imagined in your mind, and you actually cross over to the other side of it to where now what's happening is you're putting in the work, but you're actually getting more rewards for your work than what you're putting in. Mm-hmm. So instead of feeling like I'm climbing up this hill with the headwind at me, it's like now you get over that. Now you're going on roller skates, going downhill with the wind at your back type of thing. And it can even feel like you're cheating. Like, and it feels like, why are things working out this way? Mm-hmm. You know, so if I, again, going back to our situation at the very beginning, like this was after we had paid off a few different credit cards and probably a car loan, maybe a student loan or something. And I remember like each month, like at the beginning, it was like, all right, we're scraping together $100 or $200, like with everything we can to put extra towards a credit card to pay it off. But after a year or two of doing that, all of a sudden we're at a place where we have a couple $1,000s every month to put towards a credit card. And it's like, in that feeling of having that much momentum, like it just felt like we are cruising, like we are moving towards our goals so much faster. And it is addicting. And it so fun.
I think because of that, the way that went, our lifestyle started easing up a little bit. So we would, of course, put more money towards, you know, paying off our debt. But we also were like, and now we can go out to eat once a month.
Yeah. Instead so it of added just more
exclusively
joy back to it.
Making, you know, food at home or, you know, there was just a little bit more like breathing room. And, you know, we didn't go wild at that time. And I think that's another thing where people can fall off the wagon is they're like, great, I got one credit card paid off. And then now I can spend all that on the next thing. It's like, no, keep rolling it up. Keep that snowball going. And so we would just take little bits of it to make our lifestyle feel like a little bit more breathing room and a little bit easier.
Yeah.
And that kept me going.
Yep.
Because seeing the momentum was good, but also being able to have just breathing room also was like, oh, okay, I can do this.
And being able to celebrate victories.
Yes.
And, yeah. And not just always keeping your head down, like being able to come back up, praise God, look at what we just did. Mm-hmm. Let's celebrate. Let's rejoice. You know, and that's one of the things I love so much about the Jewish culture or historically through the Bible. Like there's so many celebrations and festivals and like they take time to celebrate what God has done.
What God has done. I mean, that's the big point there is that they really remember the faithfulness of God through it all.
Yeah. And it can be so easy just to like, you know, I know this because this is what I do.
this is your tendency.
From one goal to the next and never look up and just keep your, you know, head to the ground, keep moving. And and I think that's such a powerful thing.
Yeah. And this is also, I mean, just a little bit more fuel to the fire. I am the spender of the family. And this is actually where I come in. I'm definitely a celebrator. Anyone who knows me knows I'm a celebrator. I like to celebrate things. And this is a great spot for me that I think is easy for the math person to say, well, that, you know, you just got to keep going until, but the celebration of what God's done and the celebration of a goal accomplished and all of that stuff actually helps you continue instead of helping you quit.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's just, I just wanted to add a little bit more to the spender in the family and the celebrator and the person who always wants a treat. Like there is a place for that.
Yeah.
Keep it in its place, but also there's definitely a place for that.
Yeah. And just a little bit of an encouragement. If you are in as a season where you are in the vision phase and you are not in the momentum phase and you're like, oh man, that'll be nice to be there, but I'm not there right now. And this isn't, you know, like we've had multiple financial goals where we've gone through this same process. So this isn't just paying off debt. It's a lot of different things. And it can be starting a business. It can be like your health. Like it applies to so many different areas and ways. But this, we've just clearly identified this for our financial journey as well as a lot of our students as well. We've just noticed that. But anyway, point is, if you're in that vision phase, just know that every good decision that you make, like, you're not going to see the fruit in the season that you plant.
Immediately, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fruit comes in a different season.
Right.
And so it's good to know that this is just how it works. Mm-hmm. And that as you make good decision after good decision,
yeah,
even if it feels like they're setbacks, the fact of the matter is there are roots that are taking hold underground that you can't see, mm-hmm. but fruit cannot be born without those roots being down there.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that's why this is important, because we need to understand that these pieces work together.
Yeah.
And this is the pattern. And when you know that this is the pattern, it just it makes it easier to get into something that's difficult, to stick with it, to not throw in the towel and quit. And I think it makes it more enjoyable. Like, you can be in the vision phase, because, yeah, it's easy in the momentum phase to be like, yeah, this is fun, you know, because it really, really is.
Yeah.
But you can also have fun and enjoy your life in the vision phase, knowing that that's around the corner, knowing that the work that you're doing isn't in vain, even though it might look like it, it might feel like it.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I think, was really, really helpful for me once I discovered that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you agree?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and just knowing that, you are going somewhere. We bought roses. Well, no, let's do daffodils. I love flowers, and so Bob has been like, okay, I'm going to grow you as many flowers as I possibly can. And I love it, because I just get to go out in my yard and chop them down. And in the fall, Bob planted daffodil bulbs.
I remember
we did it together. Yeah, it was a lot. And I was like, like, there was a little part of me that was like, I don't want to do this. But we did the work. And come spring, these little daffodils are just making me so happy. They're just popping up and they're so cute. And the thing is, though, that from the fall, like, it just got colder. It seemed like these things are never going to bloom.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? If we were looking for them to bloom right away, they don't do that. What happens is they sit in the ground through the winter, and then in the spring, they come out. And just knowing that the fruit of your labor is going to come to pass is just really helpful to know. If you just keep going, like, don't quit. I think that's the thing. Don't quit.
Yeah, and this is Galatians 6:9.
Yeah.
Let us not grow weary in well-doing, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up.
And because, remember again, like, your financial situation is not just about you. There are a lot of people attached to your obedience in this area. And so when we take the time to get the work done and really, you know, say no to ourselves or go through the hard stuff, honestly, what happens is other people are blessed. Other people might find their salvation just out of our obedience in our financial life. So don't give up. That's my encouragement, is like, keep fighting, keep working through it, keep going.
Yeah, it is. It is so worth it. And it, you know, you know, and we still are, because we talk to some people sometimes and they hear some of our story and they just think that we don't have any financial challenges. And I'm like, man, it's not.
Did I tell you my card got declined today?
It's not any different.
Just kidding.
Like, and this is something that I think people don't understand. We remember we were interviewing somebody in our podcast who, she specifically coached wealthy, really wealthy people. Like husbands and wife and stuff. And she said to them, you know, normal people think that you guys don't have any financial challenges. And she said the entire room just like burst out in laughter and just cracking up at the absurdity that they don't have financial challenges. And so anyway, and I'm saying this just to say that, like, this is something that doesn't end, and this is just part of life.
Mm-hmm.
Being a believer in a fallen world, like, there are just challenges, and it's like, you know, but, you know, Jesus said, "Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." Like, that's it's inevitable that we're going to have them, but the point of this particular episode is to help you know that in the challenge, that there is a pattern here that we've identified that applies quite often that you can, use hopefully the way that it's helped us. That's my prayer, is that it would help you the way it's helped us, so that when you can see it, you can see it through its true form of what it actually is. I think that's what I want for you out of all this. But anyway, so kind of like putting a bow on this, like as far as an action item, what I would love for you to do is take a few moments, you know, finish up this episode, turn off the radio or whatever, and ask the Lord, you know, to remind you of any other times you've seen this in your life at play, maybe in your finances, maybe you've done the same thing and paid off debt and experienced that same thing, or
maybe it's on a health journey,
some other area, but like try to identify where that is, if you've ever seen that pattern before. And then also ask him, you know, how does that apply to your current situation? You know, the current financial challenge that you might be going through, or the current financial goal that you might have, regardless of whether you define it as a challenge, trying to reach a particular milestone or goal, like you can still see this pattern play out so often.
Right.
So that's what I want for you. I want you to be able to identify, and whenever you're in something and you're chasing after something, a goal or whatever, that you can see this, you can spot this. And when you have that moment where you're like, I want to quit, it's like you can come back to this. It's like, I am just in the vision phase, but there is going to be a point where it's like, I'm going to be rolling downhill on my roller skates with the wind at my back, and it's going to feel very, very different.
Yeah.
And there are roots that are taking form right now, even though it feels like we're not making any progress, you know? So that is your action item for the day. Anything else you want to add?
No, I love that.
Before we close out?
You did it.
Great. That's your action item. Go do it. Send us a DM at SeedTime on Instagram. Let us know. I'd love to hear about your journey and what God's doing in your financial life. And and if you know someone who's like, man, they need this right now, they need to hear this, pass this along to them and tell them we said hi.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see you next time.
See ya. Do you want some more Bob and Linda in your life? How about this?
Of course.
How would you like to hang out with us for 6 weeks and your small group or church?
And if you want to do that, just go to seedtime.com/true to find out more details. Or send us a message, DM on Instagram at seedtime, and let's chat.